Welcome to the Psychology of Winning in Life. Now, here is Dr. George Ivy.
Winning in life has a psychology behind it. Why are some people more successful than others? Is there a secret to their success? Is there something they are doing differently from their unsuccessful counterparts? If winning was easy, if winning was automatic, everybody would be winning in life. But there is a way to win in life. There is a psychology to winning life. Why do some people experience inner peace while others experience inner turmoil? Why some make more money while others are broke and barely paying their bills? Why is it that some people have a great life than others who just admire from a distance? Why do some people have more friends while others are very lonely? And why is it that some people enjoy better health and derive more satisfaction from life than others? If you can find answers to these questions, then you are on your way to making a personal discovery about winning in life. The main purpose for this audio program, The Psychology of Winning in Life, is to help you discover what you can do differently so that you can also be successful and unlock your personal potential to achieve anything you really want in life. I mean anything. To achieve your goals in life and win requires that you understand the psychology of winning. You need to know how winners think and act. You need to understand that there is definitely a way to win in life. If you do what winners do, then you will also be successful and win in life. There are basic requirements for winning in life, and I just want to take you through these basic requirements for winning in life. The first is spirituality. Every single human being is first a spirit, has a soul, and lives in a body. Until you have fellowship or have connection with your Creator, you cannot experience holistic success or win in life. The subject of spirituality is so important that those who experience financial success still experience a void in their hearts, because it is only the Creator who can fill this void. No parent, friend, boss, spouse, business, career, money, and things can fill this emptiness that is deeply embedded in the hearts of humanity. Until you address the issue of spirituality, you will continue to have value conflicts and void in your heart. I have known and read about significant number of people who have worked so hard to acquire wealth, but finally discovered that having wealth is not enough to satisfy the longings and emptiness of the human soul. The key to holistic wealth begins and ends with your Creator. If you have handled wealth, like I have, and like others will tell you as well, having wealth is not enough to make you happy. Having wealth does not fill the void and emptiness in your life. Having significant financial resources doesn't stop you from experiencing emptiness. So I just suggest that you find a way of connecting with your Creator. Because when you are connected with your Creator, He is the only one who can fill the void in your life. The second requirement for winning in life is peace of mind. Peace of mind is the highest form of human good. Without it, life is very, very difficult. You can evaluate how well you are doing in life by how much inner peace you are enjoying and experiencing on a daily basis. When you begin to live in harmony with your highest values and your innermost convictions, when you are perfectly balanced in life, then you enjoy peace of mind. Peace of mind comes about when you make the main thing, or when you begin to put first things first. When you compromise on your values or go against your inner convictions, your belief system, Your peace of mind is the first thing to suffer. Peace of mind is a major requirement for winning in life, because peace of mind is essential for the optimal performance of every human being. When you have peace of mind, you can be creative, innovative, and you can dream unhindered. You become free to make your contribution to the world and also to leave a legacy. To have peace of mind means you must be free from fear, free from anger, free from guilt, free from misaligned will, free from toxic emotions, free from self-imposed limitations, free from confused state of mind, and free from disempowering religion. You see, when you are always guilty of something, guilty of things of the past, you can't really be progressive in life. So you need to be free of all these things. Even when your emotions are toxic, you vacillate in your emotions, you are not able to be progressive in life. If you have self-imposed limitations, these things stop you from experiencing success and winning in life. The third is self-awareness and self-knowledge. Being aware of who you are, what you can achieve, the potential you have, and the possibilities that exist for you go hand in hand with inner peace and winning in life. To perform at your best, you need to know who you are and why you think the way and feel the way you do. You also need to understand the power, the people, and influences that have shaped your personality to date, your thoughts and character from your childhood. You need to know why you react and respond the way you do to the people and the situations around you. It is only when you understand and have clarity about what has influenced and impacted you over the years do you start the journey to winning in life. Why do you think the way you think? Why do you react and respond to situations the way you do? When you know yourself, when you have self-knowledge and self-awareness, you begin the journey to winning in life. The fourth requirement for winning in life is good health and a high level of energy. You see, health and energy is your normal and natural physical state. Your body has natural inclinations towards health. A radiant health exists where there is absence of any pain, illness, or disease. Your body is constructed in such a way that if you just stop doing certain things to it, if you stop abusing your body, it often recovers and becomes energetic all by itself. When you are healthy and have energy, you are able to go after your dreams, aspirations, and visions unhindered. That is why it is very, very important that you take care of your health, that you eat nutritionally balanced foods, that you exercise on a daily basis, and take care of what you think about, because a lot of the things we think about cause psychosomatic illnesses, causes us to lose energy, and makes us very uncomfortable. You see, those who are healthy are able to do more than their counterparts who have health issues, no energy, no vitality, and all the problems associated with health. The fifth point is loving relationships. Your ability to develop and interact positively and effectively with others and to get them to cooperate with you and to help you is vital to winning in life. We all need each other to win in life. Each one need all of us. That is why the saying, "No person is an island," is a worthy saying. When you learn to develop and maintain loving relationships, it goes a long way to positioning you in life. On the contrary, your inability to get along with others is the primary reason for failure, frustration, and unhappiness in life. According to Sidney Gerhard, most of your joy in life comes from happy relationships with other people. And most of your problems in life come from unhappy relationships with them as well. This means that most of your problems in life are people problems. It is therefore important to make a decision to develop and maintain loving relationships at home, loving relationships in the workplace, loving relationship in the centers of influence, loving relationships with all the people you come into contact with, because this is very, very important. Point number six, financial freedom. Financial freedom means that you have enough money to do all the things you want to do. Financial freedom means that you have enough money so that you don't worry about it continually, as in the case of most people. It has been said by people that money is the root of all evil. This is not true. It is the lack of money, making money your first priority, or making money into a small god. And the love of money that lies at the root of all evil. When you love money than anything or anybody else, when money becomes your first priority, your major preoccupation, your major concern, making it the most valuable object of your life, then it becomes a major obstacle in your life. That is when money becomes evil. Achieving financial freedom is an important goal you must pursue, because when you have financial freedom, you can fully pursue your dreams, your vision, your aspirations, and contribute significantly to your society or community. Most worry, stress, anxiety, and loss of peace of mind are caused by money matters. Many health challenges are caused by stress and worry about money. One of the main causes of divorce is attributed to arguments over money. It is imperative that you develop your talents, your abilities, your gifts to the point where you know that you can make enough money so that you don't have to worry about it. Point number seven, commitment to worthy goals and ideals. According to Dr. Viktor Frankl, author of Man's Search for Meaning and the Need for Meaning and Purpose in Life, is the deepest drive in our subconscious mind. In order to be truly happy, you need a clear sense of direction. You need a commitment to something bigger and more important than yourself. You need to feel that your life stands for something, that you are somehow making a valuable contribution to your world. You are happy to the degree to which you are making a step-by-step movement towards something that is really, really important to you. Happiness has been defined as the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Point number eight, personal fulfillment and self-actualization. Personal fulfillment is a feeling that you are becoming everything that you are capable of becoming. It is about fulfilling your true potential by dying empty through giving your all and contributing all that you got within you before you die. It is the sure knowledge that you are moving toward the achievement and realization of your potential as a human being. Psychologist Abraham Maslow called this self-actualization. He described this as the primary characteristics of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful men and women in our world. Personal fulfillment hinges on living a life of significance, where you give all that you have or all that you're endowed with by the Creator. When you experience a life of significance, it means you give out to society. A life of significance is that you do the things that you are passionate about. A life of significance is you go beyond the call of duty to contribute your skills, your abilities to something significant. Having laid the foundation for winning in life, let's now look at the laws governing winning. The first is the law of control. This law says that you feel good to the degree to which you feel you are in control. It is very important, therefore, to take control of the thought you hold in your subconscious mind, because a lot of times the thoughts we hold in our subconscious mind derails us, causes us to lose control. There are many people working in jobs that they hate. There are those trapped in all kinds of relationships. Others feel trapped in the comfort zone, and still others are trapped by addictive, destructive behaviors. until you can free yourself and feel a sense of control, you will never have or experience a sense of fulfillment. Being in control does not mean that you just do whatever you want to do in violation of other people's rights, or the laws of the land, or the spiritual laws that the Creator has put in place. The world operates by certain principles and laws. Just be sure that you do not violate the laws of nature. Being in control is very, very important because it gives you a sense of direction. Being in control gives you the freedom to do what you want to do. You don't have to feel in a cage. You have to free yourself and be in control. The law of accident says that whatever will be, will be. People with this belief profile or system believe that there is no way they can control what the world throws at them or control what happens to them. And as a result, these people do not develop plans or goals because they said, why do I develop plans or goals when things are going to happen to me anyway? So if you believe in the law of accident, you tend to wait for things to just happen rather than you making things happen in your life. It is very, very important that you don't just allow things to happen to you, but you make things happen the way you want them to happen. And so you have to defy the law of accident and focus on the fact that you can control the things that happen in your environment. The law of cause and effect says that for every effect in your life, there is a cause. And therefore, if you want to change the effects in your life, you must change the causes. For instance, if you are broke in life and you are this type of person who spends everything that you make, or if you have this behavior of buying things that you don't need, those are the causes. Those are the things that have made you broke. And being broke is the effect. You see, there are no accidents. What you sow is what you reap. When you get this law deep down in your heart and you meditate on it to the point that you realize that whatever you are going through in life today is as a result of causes, you will then have started the journey to a successful life. Do you want a better life? Change the causes so that you have better results, which are the effects. When you sow bad thoughts, you reap negative results. But when you sow positive thoughts, you reap positive results. So it's important you do the right thing, that you take the right actions, that you think the right thoughts. And when you do that, you influence the results in your life. The law of belief says, whatever you believe with feelings become your reality. This means that any information that is inconsistent with your belief system will affect your performance in life. When you believe that you are endowed with all that you need to win in life, it changes the way you approach life. Belief is the foundation for winning in life. You can never grow beyond your belief system. When you believe possibility and you operate from a position of faith, nothing will be impossible for you to achieve. You see, the concept of belief is so important. I don't know what your belief system is anchored on. I don't know what is the object of your belief system. I don't know what you're focusing on. I don't know what informs your belief profile. When you believe, when it is solid, when it is founded on something concrete, then you can achieve significant things in your life. The law of expectation says whatever you expect with confidence become your self-fulfilling prophecy. Expectations from parents, expectations from yourself, from friends, causes you to achieve. When you live in an atmosphere of expectancy and you organize your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, and your actions in alignment with these expectations, it will surely come to pass. So I encourage you to live in an atmosphere of expectancy and work towards that. The law of attraction says that you radiate thought energy that invariably attract into your life the people and circumstances in harmony with your dominant thoughts. If you focus on negativity, you will attract negative things into your life. On the other hand, If your mind is focused on positive things or on possibility, you attract those things into your life. As you think, so you become. What you see is what you get. Put another way, the me I see is the me I become. You see, there are vital keys to winning in life. One is a positive mental attitude. The second is your self-concept and your belief system. Remember that winners make a habit of manufacturing their own positive expectations, and therefore you should make a habit of always expecting the best out of everything you do and develop a good self-concept. You see, when you have a positive mental attitude, you are able to navigate through the stresses, the challenges, the obstacles of life. People with positive mental attitude know that this will also pass. People with positive mental attitude like to see good out of any uncomfortable situation. A positive mental attitude keeps you above the waters. You see, your expectations from fundamental beliefs about yourself and the world around you help you to win in life. So let's look at your self-concept. Your self-concept holds one of the keys to your winning, and it is the controlling factor in your performance. Understanding your self-concept is key to unlocking your performance. Your self-concept is the combination of all the ideas, the thoughts, the experiences in your life, and you will always perform consistent with your self-concept. That is why it is very, very important for you to see yourself as somebody endowed with significant abilities, with potential to achieve what you want to achieve. If your self-concept is like you are a nobody, then you will never achieve much in life. Your self-concept is made up of three ingredients: your self-ideal, your self-image, and your self-esteem. You see, your self-ideal is also known as the ideal self. Your self-ideal is the numerous pictures, the feelings, the thoughts of the ideal person you would like to be. It is a composite of all people you have admired, and you are constantly adjusting your behavior, your action, and words to try to be more like the ideal person. Your self-image is the way you see and think about yourself. It is your inner mirror, and you tend to walk, talk, sit, act, think, and relate to others in a manner consistent with your self-image or inner mirror. People who win in life and those who will win in life have a positive self-image. They know that they have the potential. They have what it takes to achieve their dreams. People with positive self-image know that the world is at their doorsteps and they can conquer whatever the world throws at them. You see, it is imperative that in order to change your external performance, you have to change your inner picture. The me I see is the me I become. Your self-esteem is the root of self-concept and the core of your personality. It is the most important element in your performance, in the sense that when you have a healthy self-esteem, you will like yourself. And when you like yourself, you can begin to achieve more and win in life. An image of seeing yourself as a valuable human being enables you to perform at a higher level of effectiveness. You have to like yourself to be a top performer. Low self-esteem is at the heart of all personality problems, behavioral problems, and all interactions with other people. It is important that you develop a solid, positive self-esteem, because that is what you need to win in life. So how do you win in life? Accept personal responsibility and take charge. You see, a lot of people blame other people for who they are, for where they are, and for what is happening in their lives. The day you begin to accept personal responsibility for your actions, personal responsibility for where you are in life, personal responsibility for all the things that are happening to you, you will begin the journey to winning in life. So how then do you take charge of your life? overcome negative patterns by feeding your mind with new thoughts. Replace negative thoughts with new thoughts, positive thoughts. Focus your mind on what you want in life and let go of the things you don't want to see in life. Take full control of your conscious mind. Keep it totally focused on what you want to accomplish in life and think continuously about this. Focus your mind on what you want in life and off the things that you don't want in life. Use your subconscious mind to ensure that you always think, behave, and perform in a manner consistent with the information you have accepted to be true in your conscious mind. Accept responsibility for your life. This means that you accept the fact that where you are in life is as a result of all the things you have thought about, all the actions you have taken, all the friends you have entertained and associated with, all the things you have read, all the films you have watched, the magazines you have read, the schools you have attended, and all those things and people you have allowed to influence you. When you accept responsibility for your actions and inactions, it makes you a mature person. Be careful the books you read because they impact and influence you. Be careful the people you associate with because they are affecting and impacting your life. And make no more excuses. Because you see, the more you make excuses, the more you are refusing to take responsibility for your life. So how do you program yourself for success? You see, you become what you think about, and everything you are today is a result of everything you have thought about and acted upon to this point. Everything you are or ever will be will happen as a result of the content of your mind. To win in life, you have to reprogram your mind. You have to reprogram your mind to win. You see, you cannot keep on doing the same thing over and over and over and over again and expect a different result. That is called insanity. So here are a few suggestions for reprogramming your mind. The first one is use affirmations. For instance, you can say, I like myself. I am responsible. I feel terrific. I am decisive. I am a possibility thinker. I can do all things. My future is great. You see, when you repeat these affirmations over and over again with belief and enthusiasm, it drives deep into your subconscious mind. And so this will begin to reprogram your negative mind or your negative thoughts and turn them into positivity. The second suggestion for reprogramming your mind is use visualization. This is the ability to form a clear, concise, vivid mental picture of what you want to be, have, or do, and hold that picture in your mind. Get a mental picture of yourself as though you already have the characteristics and attributes that you want. Form a mental picture of yourself performing at your very best in any situation, and visualize the situation coming out exactly the way you want it to come out. You see, I've always wanted to be a public speaker. I've always wanted to train and do all sorts of things to help people. So I visualize in my mind myself speaking to a large group of people. And that has come to pass. I visualize myself training people and impacting my knowledge to them. And this is also happening. So when you visualize what you want in life, it becomes your reality. Act the part or the part of the person you would like to be, with the characteristics and attributes you would like to have. Carry yourself as though you have self-confidence, enthusiasm, power, and vitality. When you begin to carry yourself as having self-confidence, having enthusiasm, having the power and vitality, you will be able to win in life. Let's look at the laws of winning. There are laws that govern winning in life. The first one is a law of belief. This law says that whatever you believe with feeling becomes your reality. So if you wish to change your realities, you must change your beliefs about yourself. I suggest that you begin to see yourself as having the potential, the capacity, the abilities, and all that you need to be successful in life. You need to believe that your Creator, when He created you, put in you all that you will ever need to be a success in whatever you put your hands to. The power of belief is very, very significant. The law of belief will help you move in the direction of winning in life. The second point is the law of expectation. This law says, whatever you expect with confidence becomes your self-fulfilling prophecy. You must therefore expect the best of yourself and of every situation that you encounter. The law of attraction says you inevitably attract into your life the people and circumstances that harmonize with your dominant thoughts. In other words, to attract different people and circumstances, you have to change your thinking. You see, whatever you focus on expands. Whatever you put your mind on enlarges. So if you want to attract good people into your life, think about good people. If you want to attract success in your life, put your mind on successful things and keep your mind off unsuccessful and negative things. Point number four, the law of concentration says, if you want something to grow in your life, you must concentrate on that thought or picture until it comes into reality. And the key to making this a reality in your life is to focus and focus and focus on one thought. The law of substitution says that if you wish to have positive experiences in your life, you have to keep your conscious mind on positive things, positive events, positive circumstances, and off the things you do not wish to see in your life. So substitute the negative thoughts with positive ones and focus on what you want to see in your life. Then the law of repetition. You see, this law says that if you wish to change from negative habits to positive habit patterns, you have to practice the positive ones over and over and over again. How do you develop good habits? You need to repeat it, to do it over and over again. In fact, there is a belief that when you keep doing something over and over again, within 21 days, it becomes a habit. So, if you want positive habits, you need to repeat the good ones and then you develop good habits. The law of relaxation says, in all mental working, effort defeats itself. The more you just relax and confidently believe that the things you want will come into your life, the more rapidly they will appear. So how do you interpret this law so as to make it functional in your life? You have to remember that you don't stay the same for any long period of time. There is change taking place in your life, whether you are conscious of that or not. You see, you are constantly or continually changing in the direction of your dominant thoughts and goals and in the direction of your ideal self. Keep in mind the people you would like to be and the goals you would like to accomplish. To keep growing, you have to let go the past. You have to develop new habit patterns of thinking about yourself. You have to think, talk, and act continuously in a manner consistent with the person you would like to be and the attributes and characteristics you would like to have. So finally, let's look at techniques for personality change so that you can win in life. The first one is what we call using written programming technique. This technique says that you write out your goals in specific and precise language and do that as often as possible. Early in the morning, rewrite your major goals. Get a clear mental picture of yourself with the goals attained exactly the way you want it. So get into the habit of writing and rewriting your goals. And the more you do this, the more it begins to shape your personality. The second is to use the quick programming technique. This technique you use before any reoccurring event of importance. Whenever you think of the upcoming event, flash a clear mental picture on the screen of your mind. Relaxed and be in control of the situation. Your subconscious mind will give you the words, the actions, the gestures, and the responses that are exactly the way you would like to do it in reality. The third technique is what we call the sports programming technique. This is usually used by athletes. They go through their entire sports routine in advance in their minds. To use this technique to attain your goals, you must see yourself going through every single step of the event exactly the way you would like to do it in reality. The fourth is using the standard programming technique. This technique consists of writing out your goals in the form of present tense, personal, positive affirmations. Relax so that the conscious mind drops into a state of deep relaxation. Then read the goal and repeat it 3 to 5 times to yourself. Get a clear mental picture or mental pictures of yourself actually experiencing the benefits of attaining your goal. An example of this is you say, I earn $120,000 in a year. And picture yourself earning this money and what you do with this money. Or you can say, I go on a major vacation each year. Here you can picture all the wonderful places that you would like to go to, the beaches. Picture yourself seated at the beach, drinking a cold drink and just doing all the things that you can imagine. Or I speak to 5 corporate organizations in a week. Picture the organizations that you will be speaking to and what really takes place when you are speaking to them. Or I organize 6 workshops in a month, and so on and so forth. You see, when you use these techniques, it changes your personality and you will begin to win in life. I recommend that you listen to this audio CD over and over again and apply the things in this audio CD, because it is by practice and repetition, it is by taking action that you begin to change your life. So, you can win in life. You have what it takes to win in life. The question is, if you can do better, should you? If you can leave a legacy, would you? If you can inspire the world with your aspirations, would you? I encourage you to be the best you can be. I encourage you to use the talents, the gifts you have to impact your world. I encourage you to give the world the best you have. And when you do that, you will definitely win in life.